Always got something in the bag, don't I? Yeah. All right. So, how many of you guys like to read the newspaper? The comics? Do you like to read the comics? Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to start out with a newspaper this morning. This is yesterday's paper from Corvallis, the Gazette Times. And papers have important information, hopefully. They tell you about what was, things that happened in the past, maybe even that day. What is, maybe a sale on sneakers that you get at Kmart. So that's what is. And what is to come. Oh, next week we're going to have a big basketball game at Oregon State University, things like that. So what was, what is, and what is to come. That's all in the paper. And once you read a paper, though, you know where I got this one today, this morning? Out of the recycling, right? Because once it's yesterday's news, it's yesterday's news. You don't really need it anymore, but it is important at the time. So I have some other things in here, and maybe the grown-ups are going to actually like this more than you guys are, but I have some important things from the past in here. So here's the Giants win the pennant from October 1989. Yeah, this was a big, coming from San Francisco, that was a really big thing. They hadn't done that for a very long time. A week after that, the big earthquake in 1989 in October. And I have papers from that too. This one here is the very last paper of 1999, right before the year 2000. So it has all kinds of things about what was back before the year 2000, way before you guys were born. And then I have one more right here, and it says, perfect blast off from the moon. Yeah, the Apollo 12 to start home today from 1969. And there's an advertisement in here. You know how much a television cost, a really nice colored TV cost in 1969? $850. That's an awful lot for 1969. So what was, what is, and what is to come. In Albany, they call their paper the Democrat Herald. So a herald is like somebody who goes forth and says really important stuff. The Herald Inn. You guys recognize that word herald at all? Hark the, yes? Hark the herald angels sing. That's right, the angels came forth and gave the good news that Jesus Christ was going to come. So, with all that great information, on the back of your bulletin today is, I'm going to just show you, right there. This has all the scripture reading that we just went through, right? We just read through these things. Did you guys even know that the scripture was on the back there? Yeah. So if you look at that, and if you were to think about it for a little while, you figure out that this has to do with before, during, and after. Just like a newspaper, it has information about before, during, and after. And I'll tell you what I mean. So in the book of Isaiah, it talked about there's going to be a baby born to a virgin, and it's going to be Emmanuel, God with us. That's talking about Jesus. Then we jump to the New Testament reading, and that was the time when Jesus was born. That's the during, right? Before, during, and then the last thing that we read was about from Apostle Paul, about after Jesus had lived his life and the transforming power that Jesus had in Paul's life, and that is the transforming power that he has for our lives too. That's the after. We look to the past, and we know where we're going to go in the future because of Jesus. That's what I have to share with you guys today. Thanks for coming up.